trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Get out of town with Apple Vacations. From adults-only hotels to family-friendly resorts, the vacation choices are endless with Iberostar Hotels and Resorts. And with the Apple Vacations Spring Super Sale, it's all included at a price that respects the value of your dollar. 4 nights in Riviera Maya at Iberostar Paraíso Lindo start from only $10.59. Or make it a full week in Punta Cana at Iberostar Dominicana starting from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, taxes, and fees. Visit Classic Travel Services at classictravelservice.net. That's classictravelservice.net. Hurry, super sale ends soon. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting May 4th, including charter air and Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11th security fee. See airline website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14063.
Save more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Rockford on Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Joakim Noah returns to the Bulls lineup when they visit MJ's Hornets, who are just a half game behind Miami for that final playoff spot. In the Eastern Conference, Bulls hoping Nikola Mirotic can stay hot. The forward 20 points and 8.6 rebounds per game in the month of March. College basketball today. Wisconsin and Purdue, the early winners at the Big Ten tournament. Badgers bested Michigan 71-60. Boilers knocked off Penn State 64-59. Eighth-ranked Maryland hosts Indiana later. Then it's Michigan State and Ohio State. Football, the Steelers set to sign Ben Roethlisberger to a new contract that'll keep him in Pittsburgh for the rest of his career. A press conference to announce the move is forthcoming. Hockey, when the Blackhawks are winning, Joel Quenneville always credits one thing.
I think defensively is how you win in this game anyways, but I still think there's some production here that can help us, and it'll help us with the puck. We can have the puck a little bit more, but there's a lot of positives via tonight or in this recent games.
Hawks beat Arizona 2-1 last night. They'll visit the Sharks tomorrow. And the Cubs and Indians tied at 1. They're in the third inning in Mesa. Matt Caesar a home run. White Sox and Rockies scoreless. They're heading to the fourth. This scoreboard update brought to you by the 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Visit for all the March Hoops action. Join Boers and Bernstein Thursday at Austin's Saloon in Libertyville for a live Bud Light College Hoops broadcast as they break down college basketball from 1 to 6. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Cheaters Anonymous.
Your boss is quite a card player, Mr. Kelly. How does he do it?
He cheats.
Your cheating heart will make you weep.
Cheaters.
You'll cry and cry and try to sleep.
What the hell's going on over here, Stu?
This son of a bitch is base dealing. Caught a hanger, Sarge.
Turns out this guy and his pals, they were knocking this place dead for years.
Hey, what are you doing? Ah! There it is. That's it.
Cheaters Justice.
Cheaters Anonymous.
Not only are you a cheat, you're a gutless cheat as well.
I cheated in the contest.
What?
The contest, I cheated.
Why?
Because I'm a cheater.
You cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Morse and Bernstein.
Funk is winning, winning is funk.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Great song. That song doesn't want to make you drink. I don't know what would.
Well, you don't need a song to make you want to drink.
Well, but that
you?
Song makes you want to drink. I just want to, like, you know, it's when you walk up to the bar and you have the bartender eat one of those.
Yeah, but see, you're into country music more than I am. I don't have those responses the way you do. You probably hear Jimmy Buffett and want to take your shirt off and have a Mai Tai, too.
Actually, quite the opposite.
Okay. Take your pants off.
Jimmy Buffett is on the same level, and he seems like a great guy, on the same level to me musically as you two. That's an immediate push the button.
We're doing Friday Fung. Like it's Cheaters Anonymous. We gave you some examples, and now we're getting started. Jack and Lyle will be first on the score.
Yeah. Years ago, I was coaching in a league director in the youth baseball league, recreational league, and one of my fellow directors rigged it where his team, we had a late sign-up, and the next two additions to his roster happened to be all-star caliber players. So the league went through. They won the regular season with only one loss or something. So come playoffs, my team was seeded against his team in the semifinals. So what I did was, it was inclement weather. I hit my sister-in-law call the homes of those two players who were the leading players in the league, told them that the game had been postponed due to field conditions. The game was not postponed, of course. We wound up winning, and I called it even. Never told the story until now.
Wow, that's awful.
That's terrible.
That's really bad.
You're a real bad guy.
That's really awful.
And that's not even a cute story. Even, that's just,
I shouldn't be laughing.
I mean, that's the lives and the hearts of children.
That's really bad.
Wow. It's good for you for coming clean, though.
Usually more in the spirit of this from Tony, who says, 1978, I was the first of my 8-year-old friends to get the Mattel handheld baseball game. We actually have a version of that. They put it out again.
Oh.
It's like $4 now. Because upon playing around with the buttons on the first day, I discovered there was a fundamental design flaw. One could switch between the easier level 1 and more difficult level 2 without any type of game interruption or reset. So I spent 2 weeks beating the brains in of my fellow 8-year-olds by playing level 1 myself, and then when handing off the game to the friend for his turn, I would slyly switch to level 2. I was even such a dirtbag about this that I would make sure to keep the game in my sight so my opponent wouldn't switch back to level 1. Well, I did not think that Mattel electronic baseball would be invoked, but it was no electronic football, but it tried. Mike is next on the score. Hi, Mike.
So my brother, when he was in sixth grade, lost his vision, and we played cards a lot. When he started going to the Lighthouse for the Blind, though, I think he learned how to nick the side of the cards to cheat. So I went out and bought a new deck of cards, and I brailled them so that when he was holding the cards, the faces would be outward showing me. So I never lost another game of cards.
This is unbelievable.
Right, this is not Am I a Bad Guy?
Well, it is. It's become that.
Yeah, I guess.
Here's Vance. He's in his car. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. During my senior year in college, I was determined that no matter what, I was going to get one of those first-place intramural shirts they gave out to the winners of each event. So I got hired by the intramural department as a referee that year, and they mistakenly scheduled me to officiate the free throw competition during the time that my fraternity was there. So Each player has to shoot 20 shots, and there were 5 players per team. Not only did I keep score for our team, I was also on the team. And I'm the type of guy that probably would only hit about 5 out of 20 normally, but surprisingly, I hit 90% that night. We ended up winning by about 20 free throws. I still wear that shirt from 1997, first place intramural shirt from time to time. I have no remorse. Am I a bad guy?
Remind me to not play golf with you. There's this from Matt.